astronaut Serena Onan said she'll try to help the students realize that opportunities exist for them to thrive in the sciences.
The career that I dreamed of certainly began at a very young age when both my parents encouraged me to enter into one of the STEM fields, and that was engineering. Everything I've done to get to where I am today has been part of the STEM fields. I majored in electrical engineering at the George Washington University.
She then trained in internal medicine and aerospace medicine. She serves now as a flight surgeon and has spent a lot of time in Russia and in the U.S. supporting shuttle and space station missions. Anon said she'll urge the kids to think outside the box.
Everything I've done has been because of STEM. And so what I want to relate to the students is that there are so many different opportunities that STEM provides that a lot of people just don't traditionally think of. And NASA is where we are today because of STEM. The space station is where we are today because of STEM. And in the next 5 years, certainly, with commercial space on the upswing and then also with NASA building the Orion spacecraft, there are going to be so many opportunities for students to take part. And I wanted them to think about traditional ways to take part of the STEM field, such as engineering, but then also think about some of the other non-traditional STEM fields, like becoming maybe a nutritionist or a psychologist.
An astronaut since 2009, she said every day is still an adventure.
I usually try and predict what's going to happen every 5 to 10 years, at least in my future and in my career path, and I've always been wrong, but in a very good way. Because new things pop up and it's so dynamic, I couldn't have imagined that commercial space and the commercial space companies were going to begin to fly really in the next 3 to 4 years. When you think about it, that is not that far off. And Orion is moving ahead at a breakneck pace. I never thought that when I came into the astronaut corps, I would be in a position to help develop requirements for these new vehicles, help them decide where to put an injured person inside a spacecraft, where to put a medical kit, help them decide how to best run their life support system, or when we land in the water with the Orion spacecraft, how to best protect our astronauts.
Her hope, she said, is that students will broaden their horizons and their commitment to success and understand that in just NASA, there are a wealth of career opportunities.
At least personally, for me, to get in front of middle school and also high school students where they're at the very beginning of their career and they're beginning to think about what they want to do in the future. And maybe they're not sure which area they should go in. I want them to see where these studies can take them. Because, you know, our nation's space program has to remain strong. So we have to get students interested early, like every other country on this planet. Their students work every day and study every day to make their space program strong. And we need to make sure that America has that same stance. And you've got to hook them early.
More than 120 first-generation Hispanic students are involved.
We have rising high school juniors and seniors in addition to middle school students from throughout Virginia, and they're involved this week in a special math and science instruction, college preparatory information and professionalism seminars.
Dr. Mirta Martin, Dean of the VSU College of Business, is president of the network.
To allow students to navigate the American educational system with the objective of enrolling in college and graduating.
Dr. Martin said funding is the only thing stopping the Hispanic College Institute from growing and reaching for the stars. John Ogle, WCVE News.